James Clapper, the director of national intelligence, has released a new plan. He wants to increase the transparency of the intelligence community, one of the most opaque communities there is. Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni has more.
In 2013, Edward Snowden leaked documents showing that the government was collecting bulk information on American citizens. That didn't bode well for the intelligence community's popularity. Even James Clapper, the director of national intelligence, admitted that much during a speech at George Washington University.
Over the past few years, the theft and release of NSA documents has cost us sources and methods we're not going to get back.
Since then, the intelligence community has been playing catch-up with the American populace. In February, the Director of National Intelligence published the Principles of Transparency, which boosted the openness of the intelligence community. Now, Clapper is taking things a step further with the Transparency Implementation Plan. The plan builds on the principles of transparency by putting in motion a set of priorities that will, among other things, help release intelligence documents to the public. Senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, Ken Good, says the Snowden leaks make it hard for the intelligence community to get support for their activities.
This is an effort to try and win back the confidence and trust of the American people. Now, frankly, I don't think what the DNI released today is going to do that on its own, but hopefully what we're seeing is a culture shift within the intelligence community, that the reflexive nature for classification and secrecy is starting to be eroded and changed, and we're moving towards an era of greater transparency about intelligence activities and programs.
What's the DNI changing with this plan? Well, the plan requires the intelligence community to develop a process to release declassified information that's important to the public. That includes imagery and historical information on a topic of public interest. Think something like the items found in Osama bin Laden's home. The intel community has released some information like this in the past. Geospatial imagery of humanitarian and environmental crises and the CIA's historical collection program have been made public already. Here's Clapper on why releasing those documents was important.
Over the past 2 years, the community has declassified thousands of documents about our work and, importantly, about the oversight of our work conducted by all three branches of the government. By publishing those declassified documents on our Tumblr site called IC on the Record and pushing them out on Facebook and Twitter, they've reached millions of people in the U.S. and around the world. Now, that includes, of course, our adversaries, who have learned a lot from our transparency. But in the end, we think this transparency is worth the cost. Because if the American people don't understand what we are doing and why it's important and how we're protecting their civil liberties and privacy, we'll lose that confidence and will affect our ability to perform our mission, which ultimately serves them.
Until now, there's been no push for a process to regularly release these declassified documents. The intel community is also releasing its mission, the laws that govern the community, and the compliance and oversight used to make sure intelligence activities are conducted within the law. That includes certain legal and oversight documents relating to surveillance. All this newly released information may be aggregated into an online portal called intelligence.gov. The portal will be a single point of entry for the public to find information that's been released by the intelligence community. Experts in the field are happy to see the intel community coming out of its shell a bit. Here's Ken Good again.
I'm pleased to see them get to this point. I think that we should not overinterpret how much impact this will have right away. And I know that some observers are somewhat underwhelmed by the plan that has been put out. But I think this is really much more of a long game that's going on here. We have not gotten to the point where we have such overclassification in the intelligence community overnight, and it won't be unwound in a short time either. So I'm pleased that the DNI has taken these steps, and hopefully more to come before the end of the Obama administration.
But analysts also say the plan doesn't get to the heart of the true issue harming transparency. The root of transparency problems in the intelligence community is the overclassification of documents, they say. If you remember, the plan only calls for processes to release declassified documents, nothing about classified ones. Nate Jones, the director of the Freedom of Information Act project for the National Security Archive, says things that are classified aren't easily let go by the intelligence community.
Congress has given them very broad legal leeway of what they can classify and what they're forced to disclose in response to Freedom of Information Acts and other things. But people, including Bob Litt from the intelligence community, had said that we need to start asking not can we classify, should we? But what it looks like this report is looking at is they're still not asking that. So one example, the UN is entering an inquiry into the mysterious death of its Secretary General Dag Hammarskjöld in 1961, so a long time ago. They've asked repeatedly for two NSA documents from 1961 about this aircraft death, and they're still claiming that they're properly and legally classified so no one can have them. And while that is legally technically true, the intelligence community does have the right to discretionarily declassify things that are in the public interest, such as this and many other things. So until the rubber meets the road and they actually start releasing things that are nominally classified, even if they don't pass the laugh test, in my opinion, there's more work to be done.
That's not to mention how easy the intelligence community classifies things. Jones said those in charge of classification have bragged that they could classify a ham sandwich if they wanted to. Good agrees.
So much information in government hands is unnecessarily classified in the first place. It's just a wash and a sea of classified information that doesn't need to be classified at all. Of course, there are things that the intelligence community does and that our national security agencies do that need to be classified. But we are just drowning in it now, and that's going to take time to turn around.
The DNI's plan only marginally talks about classification. The plan calls for classification guidance to give the intelligence community something to follow when updating its classification rules. The plan also suggests updating classification training. Good said this could be the beginnings of DNI thinking about changing its approach to classification. In the meantime, the DNI is doing its best to clamp down on another Edward Snowden incident. Here's Clapper on keeping the federal employees in bounds on whistleblowing.
If a member of the intelligence community, whether government or contractor, comes across information she thinks should be made public, we have processes in place already to review for declassification. And if someone comes across something she thinks we're doing wrong, we have lots of avenues to report that activity, including legitimate avenues for whistleblowing. To make sure that our workforce knows their rights and responsibilities on these issues, we'll continue to train and share information on how to recommend something for declassification, how to properly blow a whistle, and what employees' protections are if they elect to do so.
In Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com, and 1500 AM.